Well, we are here with Bob Tullio, VP and Director of Business Development at Gourmet Coffee Service, headquartered in Los Angeles, California, to talk about the National Coffee Service Month that AMA put together, which is the month of September, right, Bob?
That's correct.
All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what you're planning?
Well, as a company, to celebrate the first annual National Coffee Service Month, we are actually planning a step up of our already active social media campaign. We are all about staying connected to our client base, so we feel like we're pretty well positioned to promote National Coffee Service Month. We have two very effective tools that we use to celebrate what we think is an important awareness program, and those tools are Constant Contact and Facebook. So we're going to be utilizing those tools, and already are, to promote National Coffee Service Month and to promote connectivity with our client base.
Okay, now you mentioned Facebook, but you mentioned something else, Constant Contact?
Yeah, Constant Contact is the leading email marketing tool that's out there. And it's a product that allows you to really get involved in engagement marketing. We send out newsletters, if you will, to our client base about every 6 weeks, which allows us to stay in touch with them. It allows them to react to promotions and sample programs and provide opportunities to be rewarded for referrals. It allows us to notify them of pricing issues and issues within the industry that we feel that our client base needs to know about. So it's a very, very effective, very slick, very flexible tool, and we're going to use it to launch, in fact, we're launching today, sending out about 3,000 of these email marketing pieces to our client base to promote not only a full line of products that we're pushing for National Coffee Service Month, but also National Coffee Service Month itself, getting that logo out there in front of them.
Wow. Which logo is that?
You know, the Joe on the Job logo.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you use the toolkit, the NAMA toolkit they provided?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, in fact, that's one of the things we're going to do on our Facebook page. I mean, one of the great challenges when you're dealing with social media is that you really have a ball and chain to deal with every day. Make sure that you post something to keep interest and try to do it on a daily basis. And one of the cool things about the toolkit is it offered a lot of content, you know, little tidbits, coffee-related facts that people might be interested in reading about. And we always, of course, take every opportunity to put something up there about green tea being a healthy product or coffee having wonderful antioxidant qualities. But, you know, it's kind of cool when one of the things that was offered in the toolkit were, you know, some tidbits about coffee, you know, in terms of trivia questions and such. And it's just kind of good to put that stuff out there.
Absolutely. What kind of customer reaction have you gotten so far?
Well, so far, it's been very, very positive. I'm not sure if the reaction has been directly related to Joe on the Job, but what it has been related to is all of the activities that are occurring in honor of National Coffee Service Month. So by having certain activities that are always done in honor of National Coffee Service Month, we're certainly getting the message out as to what month it is. And one of the things we're doing, we always give away a reasonably valuable prize on a weekly basis through a drawing for our Facebook fans. And our Facebook fans number over 400 right now, and they're all clients. And what we always do on a weekly basis is give something away. I mean, it might be a really great barbecue tool. It might be something from Williams-Sonoma. It might be a piece of electronics. Well, we do that weekly. It might be Dodger tickets, so it has a lot of interest. And then we have one of our employees actually do a short video showing the drawing itself, talking about who wins and reminding people that it pays to like Gourmet Coffee Service on Facebook. Well, we've doubled our drawings this month in honor of National Coffee Service Month. And when you're doing these drawings and when you're telling people, you know, we're going to give away 4 tickets to the Hollywood Bowl on Thursday for Saturday night's performance, and they're box seats, and it's in honor of National Coffee Service Month, well, you draw a tremendous amount of attention. All of a sudden, your like numbers go up, the amount of traffic that you have goes up, and all of this is being done around the National Coffee Service Month framework. So it's kind of it's business as usual for us, but at the same time, we do it with that backdrop going on so that people are aware of what month it is.
Excellent. And what are you really hoping to gain? I mean, do you have a number you're trying to reach or a certain amount of views? When will you know this was a success?
Well, I think it's pretty hard to quantify this type of thing. We just know that if everyone was doing this type of effort within our industry, then I think you'd see some real industry-wide success just because we have the power as an industry to create a very strong grassroots campaign that has some meaning. So getting it out in front of people that this is National Coffee Service Month, that it's not cash and carry month, it's not warehouse store month. This is a month to promote the service part of what we do. And as a company, we are very proud of the really white glove, we're going to spoil you is our logo, the quality service that we provide for our clients. And there's a difference between what true coffee service operators do. We don't commoditize the items on that product list. And unfortunately, the warehouse stores and the cash and carries have a lot of people in that commoditizing mode. They're just products. Well, we present them in a very, very special way with a great deal of thought. We provide inventory control for people. That's the message that we as an industry need to send out during National Coffee Service Month.
Very interesting. Do you have any other examples that you want to share that you're doing that we can look forward to?
Well, really, you know, the whole management team, you know, sees this as an opportunity to educate business leaders about our industry and the added value. And I think it's something that we as leaders of the business community here locally are going to promote to our peers. And I think that's also an important part of it. You know, it's one thing to be giving away prizes and people get lost in the prizes and, mm-hmm. and, you know, Facebook fans just love to receive great things. But I think it's important to just elevate the buzz about what we're doing. And whatever we do, just try to put that backdrop of National Coffee Service Month around it.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds very exciting, Bob. Thank you for sharing.
Well, I appreciate that.